Buksan niyo po ang inyong mga Bible sa Ephesians 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ang Ephesians 4:17 to 32, ito pong section na ito, ito po ay bahagi ng practical application po ng epistle. Inumpisahan po ni Pablo yung section ito by exhorting the Ephesians church members to abandon their former walk. Yan po yung verse 17. And then he reminds them ng kanilang katatayuan. Tandaan po natin na ang isang tao po, kapag po siya ay naligtas, meaning nanaligtas, merong araw na nagpasya ka, natalikuran ang iyong mga kasalanan, at ikaw ay magpapasakop sa Panginoon. Yun po ang pagsisisi. At pagkatapos pong pagsisisi, ikaw ay nanampalataya na yung ginawa ni Jesucristo sa krus ng Kalbaryo ang siyang kabayaran ng iyong mga kasalanan, at yun ang pananampalataya. At kung gagawin ng tao yan, ng tao ang pagsisisi at pananampalataya, magkakaroon siya ng bagong position kay Jesucristo. Na ang tao, according sa teaching ni Paul in Ephesians 4, na isang taong ligtas, they have learned Christ, they put off the old man, and they are being renewed in the spirit of mind, and they put on the new man. Yun po ang katatayuan nila. And because of that, nakita natin in verse 21, sabi ni Paul, Ephesians 4:21, if so be, kung ganun ang kalalagayan yung Kristiyano, in verse 25, wherefore, ito ang kailangan yung gawin. So, after knowing the position of the Ephesians believers, there are things that we need to obey. And Paul had a series of exhortation or commands in this passage. At nakita po natin last week, yung command na put off lying, but speak the truth. Put off carnal wrath, but put on righteous indignation. We saw last week that we need to put off stealing, and we need to put on working or laboring. So Paul applied the principle na kung meron kang huhubadin na kasalanan, ay meron ka dapat ipapalit. Kung halimbawa, hubadin mo ang pagsisinungaling, kailangan mong isuot ang pagsasabi ng katotohanan. And as a continuation po, in verse 29 to 32, we're going to see another set of exhortation or commands na binigay ni Pablo sa mga Ephesians believer. Babasahin ko po yung verse 29 to 32. Sundan niyo po ako sa inyo pong mga Bible. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake had forgiven you. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat na nasa langit, kami Panginoon ay nagpupuri at nagpapasalamat dahil meron po kaming pribilehyo at pagkakataon na mapag-aralan po ang inyong salita. We're praying, Ama, na tulungan niyo kaming maunawaan ang Ephesians chapter 4, ang tamang interpretation, so that we can properly apply these things in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, verse 29 says, sabi ni Paul, let no corrupt communication. Yan po ay commandment. Yan po ay imperative. Ibig sabihin, Paul prohibits corrupt communication. Yung pong corrupt communication, is ito po yung words or speech na nanggagaling po sa ating mga bibig. Now, ang tandaan po natin, as a higher context, higher view ng passage po nito, tandaan po natin na tinuturuan po ni Paul ang Ephesians believer kung paano lumakad kay Kristo. How can a believer walk with Christ? Walking with Christ is not just going to church, and that's a misconception natin. And Paul touched the matter ng pagsasalita in connection in walking with Christ. So Paul said here, let no corrupt communication. The corrupt communication refers to the words that are worthless, unfit for use, and of poor quality. Great, Panginoon, Paul, ang paglakad kay Kristo, kailangan mabago yung mga salita, na nanggagaling sa aking bibig.
Amen, right.
Hindi ba dapat kung ako'y nag-church, ako'y lumalakad na kay Kristo? No, it's not like that. Paul is talking here na Ephesians church members, you need to watch the words that are coming from your mouth.
Right.
And I'm commanding you, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Ang yung corrupt there, the word corrupt means worthless. Is there a time that you speak and you figure it out that it's worthless? Unfit for use. Yung words na binanggit mo, it's not necessarily. Dapat hindi ko binanggit yun. And poor quality, yun yung word na corrupt means. And Paul is commanding the Ephesians believer, let no corrupt communication. From this day forward, knowing that you are already saved, that you already put off the old man and you already put on the new man, and you already learned of Christ, you are a disciple of Christ, I'm commanding you, don't have a corrupt communication to proceed out of your mouth.
Amen,
so
right.
That's the imperative. And we know na Jesus Christ says in Matthew 12:31, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So
in deeper
understanding, kung ano yung na lumalabas sa aking bibig, yun pala ay reflection kung anong nasa puso ko.
Right. Exactly.
So you cannot deceive yourself. Kung ang nasa puso mo ay puro worthless thing, I'll tell you, it will proceed out of your mouth according sa Matthew 12:34. So, in order to deal with this matter, not only it's a matter of the mouth, it's not only a matter of the mouth, it's the matter of your heart.
Yes, man. Right.
So, if your heart is full of corrupt things, it will just proceed out of your mouth according sa Matthew 12:31. Now, in the same context, he mentioned other exhortation about speech. Ephesians 4:31, let all clamor and evil speaking. That is about speaking. In Ephesians 5:4, let foolish talking and jesting, which are not convenient, let those things not be one's name among you. And in Ephesians 5:6, vain words. So, in the same context, God is interested on how we speak.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Walking with Christ is, wait, how do you speak? And by the way, the Bible is full of teaching about our speech. Alam niyo po ba na ang Biblia, hindi lamang ito kung paano ako pupunta sa church lagi. It's talking about how we speak. And the Bible is full of teaching about speaking. Proverbs 10:31-32, the mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the proud tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. Proverbs 15:23, a man had joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season. Yes. How good is it?
That's right.
Just think about that. The Bible is full of exhortation how we speak.
Right.
And kung paano ka nagsasalita, Kristiyano, it reflects how do you walk with Christ.
That's right, exactly.
You cannot walk with Christ, you cannot walk with Christ if you don't correct the manner you speak or the words coming out from your mouth. Sabi nga ng proverb, one of the verse that I learned in my early Christian life is Proverbs 13:3. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. And he that openeth wide his mouth shall have destruction. So kung tayo bilang mga mananampalataya, we need to observe what we are speaking. Now, question probably, Brother RJ, how can I know if what I'm saying is corrupt communication? According sa context, Paul explained that. Going back in Ephesians 4:29. So put off corrupt communication, but, in verse 29, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And that define what is corrupt communication. So kung hindi natin tayo magsasalita ng corrupt communication, worthless, unfit to use, anong ipapalit natin? Paul said here, is a good communication are the words that are useful for edifying or building others up. That is a good communication. It also refers to the words that minister grace to the hearers. So a good communication is something that when you speak it, you know that it will build up or edify the hearers. Mm. And it will also minister grace to the hearers. So kung sasabihin mo ay makaka-build up ng tao yun, that is a good communication. Pero kung ang sasabihin mo ay just worthless about the person, about other person, that's worthless. Gossiping, that is corrupt. Now, go over in Luke 4:22. And Jesus Christ is our ultimate example of speaking. In Luke 4:22, may request na basahin po natin ang sabay-sabay. All together, ang Luke 4:22. Luke 4:22, ready? Read.
And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son?
So pansinin niyo ang ating Panginoong Kristo po, ating example. Ano yung napansin po ng mga witness, ng mga tao? The gracious words. Yeah. Which proceed out of his mouth. Mm. So bilang mga mananampalataya, walking with Christ, walking with Christ involves correcting the words coming out from our mouth. Paul is commanding, if you are a disciple of Christ, you better watch the words that are coming from your mouth. Kung ikaw ay disipulo ng Panginoong Kristo, kailangan mong bantayan ang mga salita na naglalabas sa iyong mga bibig. Paano natin malalaman if it is corrupt? Kung ang words ay makaka-build up ng buhay ng tagapakinig, that is a good words. Kung ito ay makaka-minister ng grace sa tagapakinig, that is a good communication. Other else, that is corrupt communication. Now in verse 30, so put off corrupt communication and then put on good communication. In verse 30, going back in Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So another imperative po ito, another utos ni Pablo. So grieve not the Holy Spirit. So to be consistent with that idea of putting off and putting on, we can have like this na anong ipuput off natin? Yung pag-grieve sa Holy Spirit. Anong ipuput on natin? Yung pagpapaubaya sa Banal na Espiritu. Even it's not in the context, we can have that in to be consistent with the idea of putting off and putting on. Now here in verse 30, Paul commands the Ephesians church members not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Natandaan niyo po, Christian, kung ikaw ay ligtas na, ang Banal na Espiritu po ay nananahan sa buhay mo, right, sa puso mo. Now, and by the way, the Holy Spirit is a person.
Right.
And the word grieve here is to make sorrowful. Is there a time na meron kang nagawang isang bagay and that causes that person to be sorrowful? Just for example, if you are a child, and your parents is expecting you to do this and to follow this and you didn't do that, it makes your parents to be grieved, to make sorrowful. If for example, you failed someone, yung kaibigan, for example, your friend is expecting you to be in his side all the time and then you betray him, it will be a grievance or you are making that person to be sorrowful. That's grieving. And by the way, Christian, the Holy Spirit that is in you, you can grieve that. You can grieve that. Just like how you grieve your parent. Just like how you grieve your friend. You can also grieve the Holy Spirit that is in you. When a person repents and believes, they are saved. And from that day, they are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of future redemption. Go over in Ephesians 1:12-14, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. So what happened is, kung ang isang tao po ay magsisisi at mananampalataya, siya po ay pananahanan ng banal na Espiritu. Now, ito pong, sa mga kaibigan po namin na nandito, especially sa mga bisita, if you are a visitor here, alam mga kaibigan, pwede kang dumating sa pagkakataon na ikaw ay maligtas. Paano, Brother RJ? Kung ikaw ay tatalikuran mo ang iyong kasalanan, mananampalataya ka sa Panginoong Jesucristo, pwede kang maligtas at pwede kang maging kabilang sa mga taong pinananahanan ng banal na Espiritu. Now, anong implication, Brother RJ, ng presence ng Holy Spirit? Alam mo na ikaw ay ililigtas ng Panginoon sa corrupt na mundong ito. Na pag dumating ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo, isa ka sa mga dadalhin ng Panginoong Jesucristo palayo sa presensya ng kasalanan, sa presensya ng laman, at sa presensya ng Satanas. Yun po yung redemption na tinutukoy po dito ni Pablo. Na bilang patunay na meron tayong future redemption, nag-iwan ang Diyos ng banal na Espiritu sa bawat isa po sa atin. At kung kaibigan, kung interesado ka dyan, para nakita mo na hindi ka paligtas, you can talk to us and we can explain it further to you ano ang kailangan mong gawin according sa salita ng Panginoon. Pero sa mga mananampalataya, this is the thing. If you are already saved, church member, meron kang banal na Espiritu na nanahanin sa iyo. At yan ang patunay ng Diyos na ikaw ay ililigtas niya, or redemption, future redemption. You will be part of the future redemption. Na tatanggalin ka sa presensya ng kasalanan, ng mundo, ng laman at ng Satanas. At bilang patunay, ang Panginoon nagbigay sa iyo ng banal na Espiritu. Now, the thing here is, sabi ni Paul in Ephesians 4:30, you can grieve the Holy Spirit that is in you. Ibig sabihin, if the Lord is expecting me to be in the church and I didn't go to the church and I purposely forsake assembly, you're grieving the Holy Spirit in you. If the Bible is saying don't do this sin and you purposely do that, you're grieving the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
If the Holy Spirit is telling you to be a witness to the friend and to that person, you're grieving the Holy Spirit. How guilty we are a lot of times. Because first, probably we don't know that the Holy Spirit in us and everything that we do can affect the Holy Spirit within us. And Paul is commanding the Ephesians believers, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Just like how a person is grieved, na kung halimbawa, ikaw, tulad ng example ko kanina, if you're a child and you didn't meet the expectation of your parents, you can grieve your parents. If you betray your friend, your best friend, you can grieve your friend. And it's the same thing sa mga mananampalataya. Kung tayo ay hindi sumusunod sa kalooban ng Panginoon sa bawat araw, we can grieve the Holy Spirit, making the Spirit sorrowful. Sorrowful. Now, question siguro, sa buong linggong ito, ilang beses kaya natin naging ginawang malungkot ang banal na Espiritu? That is the question na kailangan natin sagutin. Na every time na hindi tayo susunod sa Panginoon, the reality Christian is, every time na hindi tayo susunod sa Panginoon, sa kalooban niya, we are grieving the Holy Spirit. We are grieving the Holy Spirit. God gave us His presence, the Holy Spirit, as a proof na tayo ay magiging kabahagi ng future redemption. But the reality is, sometimes we grieve that person, the Holy Spirit which is in us. That's why Paul is commanding here, ang paglakad kay Kristo, it involves, it includes, not grieving the Holy Spirit. Not grieving the Holy Spirit. And when a believer disobeys God's commandment, the Holy Spirit is grieved. The Holy Spirit is grieved. So that's another imperative. Na ang tandaan nyo, Ang bigger picture po nito, tinuturuan ni Pablo ang mga church members paano lumakad kay Kristo. Not only in the matter of speaking, it's also in the matter of our spirituality, how we are in relationship sa banal na Espiritu, and how we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And in verse 31, so that's the second for today. In verse 31, another imperative: let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So dito po in Ephesians 4:31, Paul listed 6 things, mm-hmm. 6 na bagay that should be put away from us. Mm. Naglista po dito si Pablo ng 6 na bagay na kailangan nating tanggalin sa ating buhay. The word put away is tanggalin sa ating buhay. Una, all bitterness. The phrase all bitterness refers to all kind of extreme wickedness. The Peter used the same Greek word, pikria, or bit of bitterness, to describe the extreme wickedness of Simon. Tingnan niyo po in Acts 8. Yung bitterness po dito na tinutukoy, it means extreme wickedness. Acts 8:20. Basahin po natin yung Acts 8, verse 20 to 23. Basahin po natin ang sabay-sabay. Acts chapter 8, verse 20 to 23. Ready? Read.
But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God that perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity.
So, yung pong binasa po natin in Acts 8, nakita ni Simon, wait, nakakapagbigay sila ng by laying hands, nakakapagbigay sila ng gift sa mga tao, and Simon wants to buy that gift. And sabi ni Peter, tingnan niyo po yung verse 23, nabanggit doon yung the gall of bitterness. Yan po yung bitterness, same kind of bitterness na tinutukoy po. So bilang mga mananampalataya, we need to put away all kind of wickedness. And I tell you, in our time right now, everywhere, ay puno po ng bitterness or wickedness. I want you to highlight yung word na all. Ibig sabihin, all kinds ng wickedness ay dapat matanggal na sa atin.
Right.
So, ang paglakad kay Kristo, it involves putting away all wickedness. Pangalawa po, sa 6 na pinapaalis ni Paulo dito, not only all bitterness, Ephesians 4:31, the second one is wrath. All wrath. This wrath po, yung wrath na tinutukoy po dito, it refers to the fiery passion or rage that drives a person. Yung wrath po dito na tinutukoy, iba po yung wrath ng verse 31 doon sa wrath ng verse 26. Nabanggit yun sa verse 26, be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Yung wrath po doon na tinutukoy ay iba po sa wrath na tinutukoy po dito sa 31. Yung wrath na tinutukoy sa 31, ito yung fiery passion. Nakakita ka na ba minsan sa kalsada na galit na tao na sumisigaw, na nagwawala? That is the wrath na in Greek is thymos na tinutukoy. In last week, if I remember, we see yung Luke 4:28 to 29 na nagalit yung mga tao kay Jesus Christ sa Nazareth. Sa Nazareth, and then in Acts 19:28, yung mga tao ng mga Ephesus ay nagalit at sumigaw sila, great is Diana of Ephesians, kung paano yung nagwawala sila. That is wrath. So bilang mga mananampalataya, ang paglakad pala kay Kristo is not only how we handle wrath, Ephesians 4:26, but also putting away that kind of wrath. Now just imagine, nakita niyo ako dito nagpipreach, and then publicly makita niyo ako nagwawala ako. It's not appropriate.
Right.
So bilang mga mananampalataya, we need to put away wrath. The third things, what the third out of six na pinapaalis dito is not only all bitterness, second, wrath, third one is anger. Sabi doon, let all bitterness, wrath, and anger. This anger refers to violent passion and it implies the desire for retribution or revenge. So yung anger dito na tinutukoy, paano natin how we can differentiate the wrath and the anger dito na ginamit ni Pablo? Yung anger dito is orge in Greek. It means it involves ng paghihigante. Diba? Bilang nature ng tao, merong ginawa halimbawa ang ibang tao sa iyo. Ano yung nature natin? Wait, gaganti ako sa kanya. And that is anger. That's orge na tinutukoy dito ni Paul na kailangan nating tanggalin. Not only yung fiery passion, yung wrath, but also anger. Na kung halimbawa, sinaktan ka ng kapitbahay mo. Halimbawa, tinapunan ka ng basura ng kapitbahay mo sa iyong backyard. Ah, hindi pwede yun. Tatapon din ako sa kanya. That's anger. It involves retribution or revenge. Kung halimbawa, merong ginawa sa iyong masama ang ibang tao, gusto mo din siyang gawa ng masama, that is anger. Na kailangan nating i-put away. So, dito, makita natin na Gober in Romans 12:9, how to properly address anger or yung orge, yung the third out of six na pinapaalis dito ni Paul. In Romans 12:19, sabi dito ni Paul, Romans 12:19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto orge or wrath. Yan po yung wrath and orge na tinutukoy ni Paul. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. So ang proper way pala, pag may gumawa sa atin ng masama, hindi dapat tayo mag-iigante. Kasi that's the exhortation of Paul to put away anger. Yung pag-iigante. Pero Paul, paano naman ang justice kung ako'y ginawa ng masama? And Paul said here in Romans 12, na ang paghihiganti pala ay sa Panginoon.
Right.
Ang Panginoon ang maghihiganti. Verse 20 says, therefore, if thine enemy ain't hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. So put away anger. So paano naman yung justice, Paul? Ang Panginoon pala ang maghihiganti.
Yeah, right.
So yung anger na kailangan na nature natin na pag may gumawa sa atin ng masama, nagalit tayo at gusto natin maghigante, that kind of behavior should be put away from us, Christian. And pang-apat po, in Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness, first, and wrath, timos, second, and anger, orge, and clamor. And clamor, ano yung clamor, Brother RJ? Yung clamor, the word clamor means a cry, shout, or loud outcry. Sino sa inyo nakakita ng sa may ipis at daga, biglang yung ipis, kapag naglalakad pa siya, okay lang yan. Pero once yung ipis ay lumipad, at napasigaw ka,
yes.
That is clamor. That is clamor. And Paul said here, that behavior should be put away. Should be put away. A cry or shout, or it generally refers to a loud or intense vocal expression often associated with strong emotion like fear, pag halimbawa natakot ka, or excitement or distress. That's clamor. And Paul saying here na that those behaviors should be put away. Now the fifth out of six is not only all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor. Panglima is evil speaking. The word evil speaking, blasphemia, which refers to blasphemy or slander or speech injurious to another name, especially against God. Kung halimbawa, kakaugalian mo na manira ng tao, that is evil speaking. Kung meron kang pagsasalita na makakasira sa ibang tao, that is evil speaking. That is blasphemia. And that kind of speaking that is injurious to other person, especially to God, should be put away from us. Lastly, pang-anim, yung huling bahagi ng verse 31, with all malice. The phrase all malice, it refers to all kind of evil or wickedness. Anumang klase ng kasamaan. So dito inuutusan ni Pablo na alisin natin yung anim na bagay na ito. Now ito po, he commands the Ephesian church members to let these things be put away from them. Now, take note of this. Yung pong verb na let be put away, yung verb na, yung command na be put away, ito po ay imperative. So we know that na ito yung utos. So sa Bible, kapag utos, kailangan sundin. So, yung strength po ng utos na ito, ito po, makikita po natin ito sa tense ng verb na ito. Dahil yung tense po ng verb na ito sa original is in aorist tense. Aorist imperative. Meaning utos to pero in aorist tense. Anong ibig sabihin nito? Ang ibig sabihin nito na yung aorist tense nito is suggest that this command is to be viewed as a single complete event rather than something ongoing or repeated. Now, Brother RJ, tinutukoy ba nito ni Paul ay araw-araw dapat tanggalin ko yung clamor, evil speaking, na consistent ako? No. What Paul was talking here is you better decide na may day ka na tatanggalin mo ito entirely or completely. It's not something na regularly mong puput away. Hindi po yan yung strength ng kumanda ito. Ang utos dito ni Paul is in aorist tense, meaning not continually but entirely or completely. Meaning, better Christian, knowing that we are in Christ, walking with Christ, is dapat merong araw na mag-decide ka na yung anim na bagay na ito ay tanggalin mo completely and entirely away from you. That yun po yung strength ng aorist tense na ginamit po dito ni Pablo. And the apostle commands them, the Ephesians church member, not to continually put away, meaning continually, Paul, araw-araw ba, ipuput away ko to? No. But the command here is to completely or entirely put away all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, and all malice from them. So yun po ang, I want you to notice that. So, yan po ang another utos ni Pablo. So kung aalisin natin yung mga bagay na to, and by the way, yung verse 31 po, I want you to notice na yung sins ng verse 31, they are sins commonly committed against other people. So hindi to katulad ng sin ng puso. Yes, it's sin of the heart, pero I want you to notice na yung mga kasalanan ito, ito yung kasalanan that involves hurting or other people. That's why in verse 31, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake had forgiven you. So to be consistent with the concept of putting off and putting on, yung verse 31, ito yung mga kailangan nating tanggalin sa ating buhay. Now ang tanong, Brother RJ, ano ipapalit ko? Is in verse 31. And be kind one to another. There are three things na dito na tinutukoy si Pablo. Una, be ye kind, be ye tender-hearted, and be ye forgiving one to another. Now, ang context po nito ay sa simbahan. So bilang mga mana ng palataya, kung tatanggalin ko yung anim na bagay ng verse 30, ano yung ipapalit ko? Sa loob ng simbahan, kailangan mo maging kind. Ano yung kind? Be good, benevolent, be kind to other fellow church member. Maging mabuti ka sa kapwa mo church member. Pangalawa, be tender-hearted. Ano yung tinutukoy nito? To be compassionate, pitiful, or tender-hearted to fellow church members. Now, tingnan natin ang 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8, finally be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful. Yun po yung tender-hearted. Be courteous. So, not only be kind, but also, 1 Peter 3:8, sorry. 1 Peter 3:8 po. Be pitiful. 1 Peter 3:8. So, nakita natin in verse 31, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, and lastly, forgiving. Na bilang church member, hindi lamang dapat maging mabuti tayo sa other church member, but also to be compassionate or tender-hearted. And lastly, be forgiving one to another. Na yung pagpapatawad, inutusan po dito ni Pablo ang mga Ephesians church member to be forgiving to fellow church members. So ang tanong, ano yung basis natin? Ano yung standard ng ating pagpapatawad? Ibig ba sabihin, Brother RJ, si Sister ganito, papatawarin ko siya, pero pang lima lang. Pero pag-anim na, hindi ko na siya mapapatawad. Meron bang limit? Probably the question is, ano yung standard of forgiving na dapat nating sundin? Paul said here, even as God for Christ's sake had forgiven you. Amen. So this is the standard of forgiving.
Yeah.
Habang pinapatawad ka ng Diyos dahil sa ginawa ng Panginoong Kristo, ganong klaseng pagpapatawad ang dapat mong gawin sa other church members. So ang question, meron bang limit ang pagpapatawad ng Diyos sa atin? So ganun din ang limit natin sa ating church member. Meron bang kasalanan na pag ito ang kasalanan, pwede ko itong patawarin. Pero if the sin against me is worse, hindi ko papatawarin. Meron bang ganun ang Diyos sa atin? So that's the standard. Be ye kind toward another. Be ye tender-hearted, compassionate, pitiful, and be ye forgiving. And that's the command. Ang paglakad kay Kristo is not just going to church.
Yeah.
Brother Archie, nagsisimba ko every Sunday. Pero yung pagsasalita ko naman, ganito. Yung evil speaking, ginagawa ko pa din. Tapos wala akong awa sa ibang church member. You're not walking with Christ.
That's right.
As the standard of Ephesians 4, if you don't do these things, you are not walking with Christ. Mm. You cannot argue with the Bible. So, paano ako lalakad kasama si Kristo? Natandaan niyo po, ang bigger picture ng Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, meron tayong mga blessing. Ephesians 1, 2, 3, nakita natin yung mga blessing kay Kristo. Kaya pala, kung meron tayong blessing and position in Christ, kailangan nating lumakad dito sa mundong ito kasama si Kristo. Now ang tanong, Brother RJ, paano ang paglakad kay Kristo? Put away lying, speaking the truth. Control your wrath, be angry and sin not. Huwag ka na magnakaw, but instead, you labor. Let no corrupt communication, worthless, unfit communication proceed out of your mouth. But the words that could minister to the hearers, that could edify the hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Put away, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, and malice be put away. Meaning, put away, merong araw na tatanggalin mo yung mga bagay na ito. It's not just habit, it's not continual, pero dapat merong araw na magdesisyon ka, I will not speak like this anymore. I will not do these things anymore. And lastly, be kind. Be tender-hearted. Be forgiving to other church members. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat. Salamat Panginoon dahil binigyan niyo kami ng paraan, ng katuruan, paano kami lalakad kasama si Kristo. Salamat Panginoon dahil alam namin na meron kaming katatayuan at pagpapala dahil kay Kristo. But we pray, Ama, na tulungan niyo kami in every day of our life to walk with Christ in these things. Pinupuri namin kayo. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ipunatin ang ating ulo. Pikit natin ang